It's Wednesday, October 5th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On September 25th, suspected Muslim herdsmen killed two Christians in Plateau State, Nigeria. This came a day after Islamic State terrorists killed two Christians in northern Nigeria's Kano State. A week before that, suspected ISIS militants bombed a Christian-owned business in northeast Nigeria, injuring three Christians. Dalap Solomon Wantiri, director of the Emancipation Center for Crisis Victims in Nigeria, told Morningstar News, quote, "This is an all-encompassing strategy of wiping the entire Christian population from our ancestral land and the face of the earth. So far, more than 600 farmlands and Christian communities with crops worth over $460,000 have been destroyed by the herdsmen in the past 5 months," end quote. The German Federal Statistical Office reports its population grew by a record 843,000 people this year. Most of the influx came from 750,000 Ukrainian refugees fleeing the war between Russia and Ukraine. Women make up most of the refugees. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, evangelicals across Europe have welcomed Ukrainian refugees. Last Thursday, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled a Texas county judge can continue to open his court proceedings with prayer. The Freedom From Religion Foundation brought the case against Montgomery County Justice of the Peace, Wayne Mack, in 2019. In response to the ruling, Mack said, quote, "I am eternally grateful to the judges on the Fifth Circuit who upheld this historical practice. I look forward to continuing to serve the people of Montgomery County," end quote. Colossians 4:2 says, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving." Last Wednesday, 40 Days for Life kicked off in over 600 cities worldwide. 5 days into the campaign, at least 20 mothers have chosen life in response to the pro-life vigils outside abortion mills. Over the past 3 months, 10 abortion mills have shut down in cities where 40 Days for Life vigils have been held. On Monday, a mother seeking an abortion in Tallahassee, Florida, encountered a vigil. She told the local leader, quote, "Thank you for your sign. It helped me today. I came here for an abortion today, but I decided not to have one," end quote. Proverbs 24, verse 11 says, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter." A new NBC Telemundo poll found that Hispanic voters prefer a Democrat-controlled Congress over a Republican one by 54 to 33%. That's a margin of 21 points. 10 years ago, that margin was over 40 points when Hispanics preferred a Democrat Congress by 65% to 23%. The Democrat Party has been losing support from working-class minorities as its support is shifting to mostly college-educated whites. Twitter shares soared on Tuesday after billionaire Elon Musk said he wanted to proceed with a $44 billion acquisition of the social media company. The deal was on the rocks when Musk said he planned to terminate the buyout in July, followed by lawsuits from both Musk and Twitter. Musk originally wanted to obtain Twitter in an effort to protect free speech. A new Pew Research survey found that women now outnumber men in the college-educated labor force in the U.S. Women account for just over 50% of the college-educated workforce. The change occurred in the fourth quarter of 2019 and continues today. The shift comes 4 decades after women outpaced men in the earning of bachelor's degrees each year. And finally, Hurricane Ian is now the deadliest storm to hit Florida since 1935. As of Tuesday, at least 102 people have been reported killed since Ian struck the state last week. Hundreds of thousands of people remain without power, roads are inundated, and the hardest-hit areas resemble a war zone. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis explained what he's doing to ensure that all the people who are without power get it back quickly.
Under my direction and working with the legislature, Florida, we created a disaster relief fund of $500 million that's in the state budget. So we're planning for things like this. You know, you pray that they don't happen, but you've got to be ready in case they do. So that $500 million is what we use to do the ramp up, to pre-stage. It's also where we're taking money from to defray the costs of these additional linemen coming in to get the power back on. You know, in Hurricane Michael, there was like a contest about who's going to get the reimbursement or who's going to be on the hook. And so some of the efforts were slower. And what I'm saying is, look, I'll be on the hook for it. That's fine. We'll use our disaster fund to do these reimbursements. We'll work it out somehow. But I want to surge people here. So you have 1,000 linemen statewide from the co-op association throughout Florida that came, and then Duke Electric, they're doing 2,500 to 3,500 people surging down after they've completed their efforts in other part of the state. So this is a massive number of people, and that's what I want to see. We want to be able to get the power back on.
Fox News reports that churches across Southwest Florida are providing a steadying force after the devastation. CityServe, a Christ-centered nonprofit that offers the gospel, is resourcing those churches with emergency food, water, and supplies to help families affected by the storm. You can make a donation now through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 5th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.